On those Saturdays, though, when it was football season, at 9:56, you were on your own. You had a meeting. And him and my brothers, we'd go downstairs. He was wearing a nasty 1886 cheap cigar down there. We were signing for the NFL. As far as friends goes, nobody had more friends than I had. But more importantly, nobody had more quality than my dad. Even to the end, he always contacted his friends. Always. And he always let them know that he cared about them. And he always asked them how they were doing. And he always asked how their families were doing. If you asked him about one of his friends, he knew because he was in touch. He loved to get invited to your weddings, bar mitzvahs, to parties. And my dad is at a social event. He was in a film. Another thing that's always stood out to our family, my dad was also great friends with my sister's best friends, all my brother's best friends, and all my best friends. And if any of those call him Mr. Eskenazi, he raised his voice and said, "It's Beans." Even though my dad was far, far from being a thickish guy, his four-level group was very special. And you know who he was. My dad also, one of his hobbies, he loves making pickles. Beans pickles were the best. If you ever had a conversation with my dad, he was your friend. If he ever gave you a jar of pickles, you were a special friend. But I'll tell you what, if you wanted one next year, you better bring that jar back. As far as family, my parents were married almost 60 years. It's amazing. Five kids, two daughter-in-laws, one son-in-law, that were his kids as well. 11 grandchildren. 4 great-grandchildren that he literally lived for. My mom and dad can write blood on how to have a great family. They were the models. My dad loved his Subaru 2-liter. Speaking about passion, he always, he never missed. He always wanted to make sure that our whole family was always together during the holidays. And he didn't really ask much of us, so we made sure that happened. It was pretty easy for us to do. Finally, I just want to share a couple of episodes of a couple of things we went through. The only word my dad had trouble with in his vocabulary, he did not say no. No was not in his vocabulary. And a couple of things I remember, there's a lot of things I remember, but I was 6 years old, Janine was 8 years old. She asked my dad if he could get her a couple of Beatles tickets. And I knew they were probably really expensive, probably $6 each. And I knew it wasn't going to happen. This wasn't going to come. And 5 days later, he comes home. And he's got two front row be able to say it for her. He looks the same way, I think it's gone on you. He didn't buy it. He didn't buy it. He traded himself. Whoever had these tickets, he made an offer they couldn't refuse, but basically it was, let me do you 5 times the favors of what these tickets are worth. That was him. Years ago, I asked my dad, I said, is there any way that you can get Masonic tickets? I wanted to see my hero, Jeremy West. I know it was a tough task. My dad came through with second row tickets to see Jerry West, Bill Chamberlain, and Oasis. After that, I realized Jerry West was not my hero. My dad was my hero. Thank you.
Thank you.